Today we're heading to a pretty amazing destination. Your dream destination, actually, right? The Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, the Great Barrier Reef.
And I've got to say, based on all this stuff you sent over, looks like you're not just interested in pretty fish and stuff.
Right?
You're really digging into like the whole ecosystem and how to actually protect it. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating place because, you know, people see these beautiful pictures, and of course that's what draws people to it. It's so visually stunning,
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
it's also this really complex, fragile web of life, you know, and I think it needs our understanding and, you know, protection just as much as our admiration and, you know, ooh, ah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you mentioned being just blown away by the biodiversity there, especially all the like colorful fish you want to see while you're snorkeling. Can you tell me a little bit about what actually makes this place so special for marine life? Like, what is it about the Great Barrier Reef that makes it so biodiverse?
Well, I think the simplest way to put it is that coral reefs are kind of like underwater cities, right?
Okay, yeah.
They provide food, they provide shelter for just this incredible range of creatures. I mean, everything is there.
Wow.
And I think what makes the Great Barrier Reef especially unique, besides just its like beauty, is the scale of it
Oh, yeah.
and the variety of habitats.
Right.
Because it's not just one reef, right? It's actually like a system of almost 3,000 individual reefs, spanning over like 1,400 miles.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible.
So that creates all these little niches for all these different types of creatures. And it's estimated that there's something like 1,500 species of fish alone.
Yeah, you mentioned being really fascinated by clownfish.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not just the cute little stars of Finding Nemo, are they? There's more to them.
Yeah, right. Everyone loves those guys.
Yeah.
But they're really fascinating creatures because they have this symbiotic relationship with anemones.
Yeah, tell me about that.
You know, the anemones have these stinging tentacles, right, which protect the clownfish from predators. And the clownfish, in return, help keep the anemone clean
Okay.
and even like bring it food. It's a pretty cool little system they got going.
That's amazing. That's so much cooler than just Nemo living in a pretty house. But
Yeah.
you also flag kind of an urgent issue.
Yeah.
And it's something that, we hear a lot about, protecting these very delicate ecosystems, these reefs. So let's talk about that a little bit. What are some of the major threats that the Great Barrier Reef is facing?
Yeah, well, it's interesting, you know, while the reef is bursting with life, like we've been talking about, it really is facing some pretty serious threats. And what's interesting is that your research actually highlights not just the problems, but some of the potential solutions.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, threats. We have to talk about climate change, right?
Yeah, climate change is a big one.
Huge one for coral reefs globally.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, how does it actually impact the coral itself?
so corals have this really cool, but also kind of makes them vulnerable, symbiotic relationship with these tiny algae called zooxanthellae. And these algae actually live inside the coral.
Oh.
They provide the coral with food and also give them those vibrant colors that we love so much through photosynthesis.
Right.
But when the water gets too warm, the coral gets really stressed out and it basically expels the algae.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
not good. And that's what we call coral bleaching,
Yeah.
because the coral literally turns white.
Oh, wow.
And when that happens, it becomes much more vulnerable to disease and all these other
So it's
problems.
like they're losing their food source and their sunscreen all at once.
Exactly. You got it.
And you also mentioned pollution being another major threat.
Yeah.
And I'm imagining that's a little bit more than just, plastic in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. It's way more than just like the plastic bottles and straws, though that's a problem too, right?
Yeah.
But one of the papers you sent in actually talks about agricultural runoff, which is a huge problem for the Great Barrier Reef. Basically, you have all these fertilizers and pesticides, right, from farms, and they wash into the ocean.
Right.
And when that happens, they cause this like excessive algae growth.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like this big algal bloom. It blocks out the sunlight and it can actually smother the coral.
So it's almost like the coral's being choked out.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not a good situation.
And then, we have overfishing, which is something that you mentioned, being particularly concerned about.
Yeah, this is a big one for me.
Yeah, and I saw you flagged several articles about like sustainable fishing practices and things like that.
Yeah, that's the key, right? Sustainability.
Right.
Because if we remove too many fish, especially certain species, it throws the whole ecosystem out of whack.
Okay.
Like, for example, there are these fish called parrotfish.
Okay.
And parrotfish are super important because they graze on algae.
Oh, okay.
So if we overfish parrotfish, it can actually contribute to that overgrowth of algae that we were just talking about, which
Right.
then, you know, further harms the coral.
So it's all connected.
It's all connected.
It's all part of this, like, web.
One thing impacts another thing impacts another thing.
Wow. Well, you clearly care a lot about this. And it's really inspiring to see you diving into not just, you know, the problems, but the potential solutions as well.
Yeah, I got to stay hopeful, right?
Absolutely. So I'm curious, what resonated with you most in all this research that you've done about reef conservation?
Well, honestly, what gives me the most hope is seeing how much people are actually doing to protect the reef.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you sent me articles about these amazing coral nurseries where they're growing new coral to replant damaged areas. And there are all these scientists and activists who are working tirelessly to reduce pollution and promote sustainable fishing.
That's awesome.
It really shows that people do care.
Yeah.
And they're willing to put in the effort to make a difference.
Right. It's like that saying, think global, act local.
Exactly. Even small actions can have a big impact when we all work together.
So for all of you listening out there, maybe inspired by this deep dive, by all the things we've been talking about, what's one thing you can do, you know, even a small thing, to help protect coral reefs, not just the Great Barrier Reef, but coral reefs all over the world?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, I think everyone has something they can contribute.
Absolutely.
But for me, I always come back to reducing our own impact, right?
Yeah.
Simple things like being mindful of our water usage, reducing our carbon footprint, even choosing sustainable seafood when we go to the grocery store.
Yeah. I mean, every little bit counts, right?
Exactly.
We're all part of this big, beautiful ecosystem.
We are.
And the more we can do to protect it, the better.
Couldn't have said it better myself.